Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, a stage adaptation of Schmigadoon is arriving on Broadway next spring. The show is based on the cult hit Apple TV Plus series of the same name, starring Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong. The stage version premiered earlier this year at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., in the days before President Donald Trump took over the venue as chairman of the board. Schmigadoon will feature the plot lines, characters, and music from the series' first season, which involves a married pair of New York City doctors who embark on a backpack retreat to try and rekindle their flame, but eventually find themselves in the fictional town of Schmigadoon, a Golden Age musical come to life, and where the only way to escape is to find true love. Casting will be announced later. The score and book are by Emmy winner Cinco Paul, who will be making his Broadway debut. He has written some new music for this production in addition to the songs featured in the series. Christopher Gattelli directs and choreographs. Among the producers are Lorne Michaels, Micah Frank, Caroline Maroney on behalf of Broadway Video, and No Guarantees Productions, under the leadership of Christine Schwarzman and Megan Keefe. Previews for Schmigadoon begin April 4th at the Niederlander Theater with an April 20th opening night currently scheduled. It will play a limited run through September 6th. Tickets go on sale to the general public October 15th. For more information, visit schmigadoonbroadway.com. Roundabout Theater Company has announced exact dates for its two Broadway productions next spring. The Rocky Horror Show will begin previews on March 26th at Studio 54, before an official opening on April 23rd, and it will play a limited run through June 21st. The revival, as previously announced, will be directed by newly crowned Tony winner Sam Pinkleton. And Fallen Angels, starring Kelly O'Hara and Rose Byrne, will reopen a newly renovated Todd Haymes Theater, with previews starting on March 27th and opening night scheduled for April 19th. The limited run of the Noel Coward Comedy of Manners is set to conclude on June 7th. Tickets for the Rocky Horror Show go on sale October 31st, with Fallen Angels to follow on November 14th. For more information, visit roundabouttheater.org. Last night, Punch opened at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Based on a true story, the new play follows Jacob Dunn, a young Englishman who lands in prison for manslaughter after throwing a fatal punch. After doing his time, he finds salvation and forgiveness through the eyes of the parents of the boy he killed. Reviews were positive to mixed. Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times leaned towards the latter, praising the lead performance of Will Harrison, but criticizing James Graham's libretto. Punch comes up short in capturing the exchange between the victim's family and the perpetrator, because it always leans on Jacob's perspective, down to an ending that shows him happily moving on in his life. Punch runs until November 2nd. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, September 28th. With the conclusion of two-for-one ticket offers on the 21st, sales predictably decreased a bit, as this is still a leaner time of year. Still, there were plenty of notable shows to point out. Oh Mary said goodbye to Jinx Monsoon, Kumail Nanjiani, and Michael Urie, who departed the Broadway company on Sunday. The hit play made $1,328,685 at the Lyceum. Understudies will temporarily cover Monsoon, Nanjiani, and Urie's roles for the next 2 weeks, before new faces Jane Krakowski, John Andrew Morrison, and Cheyenne Jackson take over on October 14th. Jeff Ross told his life story one more time in Take a Banana for the Ride, which was also filmed over the weekend for a future Netflix release. It grossed $267,034 at the Niederlander. Taye Diggs played his final performance in Moulin Rouge, which made $986,999 at the Hirschfeld. David Harris returns to the cast this evening as the Duke of Monroth. A highly anticipated revival of Ragtime started up over the weekend at the Vivian Beaumont Theater at Lincoln Center. Over its first three previews, it sold out the venue, grossing $451,554. Opening night is October 16th. And over at Hell's Kitchen, Alicia Keys herself showed up for two post-show encore performances, which boosted the musical's gross last week to $1,165,554 at the Schubert. Across 28 running shows, Broadway made over $30.7 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.